producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour. That doesn't sound like the Good Day music. That sounds like the music for My Cool Inventions.
Hello, Doug.
Oh, hello, John. I'd like you to say, do we have Akash Jankur there, or is it just John?
He is trying to call Radio America on the Skype, and they're not answering.
They don't want to have anything to do with him.
Well,
they know better.
Take care of that.
Nice going, Richie.
No problem.
All right. We don't need Akash
here. And he's feeling left out.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's
all right, Whaley finds out that we not only have the services of Roberta Fasanelli, but Dr. Yes. Joy Brown. You know who Dr. Joy Brown is, right?
Yeah, hey, I know both of them. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice having you aboard.
Thank you.
You really mean that, or are you just saying that?
I feel like I'm like the cruise director.
I know. You know what? I want Dr. Joy to examine you. I want there to be a psychiatric. Here's the guy. Let's say that again. A psychiatric evaluation of John Cremins, who for 28 years was the premier spokesperson on HSN, QVC, all of the television shopping networks. He sold billions of dollars of merchandise, and only millions have been returned. So I guess that they're ahead.
I'm not sure if anybody's that qualified to actually examine John Cremins.
Really? Right, so,
I
want to welcome Akash Jankur to the program.
Hey, he's in a Z-Glo there in Canada.
He's in a submarine, the yellow submarine, at the bottom of the Bering Sea.
All right, so Akash, you must be in Canada. Is that?
I am. I'm up in Hamilton, Ontario this morning.
Hamilton, Ontario. Okay. So I want you to meet Dr. Joy Brown, who's here along with Roberta Fasanelli and Richie, to help us investigate these three inventors this week. I don't know. I'm not sure whether I want you to evaluate John alone or Akash. Both of them are men who have spent their lives selling things to people. What is that? People who are salespeople have what kind of traits, Joy?
Well, a great deal of confidence. They tend to be optimistic. They tend to be extroverts. Basically, salesmen tell you it doesn't make any difference what they're selling. They're selling themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't make any whether they were selling brooms, toilet paper, or gold.
Well, most salesmen have sold different things.
Right. You're right. The good salesperson can sell anything. If you believe or know the product. And actually, kidding aside, Akash is tremendous at that because when he presents things, see, John is on the side of being the host of the program. That is what he did for 28
years.
Yeah,
I know. He just took it over. He just took your show over. I noticed that part.
No, I didn't let him take over.
I don't know.
Well, there was this kind of alpha male thing going on the deck.
Yes.
Really?
It was good.
And then Akash has been one of the people over the last, 10, 12 years? How long have you been doing this, Akash?
20 now.
20 now. All right. Yeah. He develops products, brings them to air, and is the person that goes on and pitches. So he's one of the best pitchmen in the country.
What other things have you sold in your life?
Actually, I used to manufacture and sell pianos and franchise music stores, and that was kind of a big chapter of my life, the music industry. And
You sell different things at different times in your life.
Before that, he sold drugs.
Joy, here's the twist with Akash.
Okay.
He's also a scientist, a chemist.
Yeah. That's okay.
Which throws all of this into a tizzy because he's a
not really.
He's an analytical type salesperson, which I think
well, he has credibility.
But they're separate issues. When you're talking about a skill level and when you're talking about education, background, and intelligence, they're not mutually exclusive. There are some academics physics, for example, who are chemists and whatever, who couldn't convince you that their research was made any sense. And there's some that can convince you of anything. So
wow.
They're different personalities. They're just different areas.
Interesting you said that, because we're going to hear three pitches from various inventors, entrepreneurs, would-be successful people. And what we have found, at least I have found, we've been doing this almost 2 years, and these guys have been doing it for 4 years plus. The types of people that come in as inventors, entrepreneurs, people that are starting their own business, pitching a product they developed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there are some good ones. I'm not talking about the product. I'm talking about the way they're pitched, and there are some people that aren't good, and that's why when they come here, we can sort of help them a little bit. But the success of the product depends on how well it's presented more than how well it's made. Do you agree with that, Akos?
100% sure. 100%, because we've seen some great inventions that get nowhere because they're presented poorly. And we've seen some mediocre inventions get all the way because they're presented well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Exactly. We're very susceptible as human beings to how some... We figure if they don't have any confidence in their product, why should we? So confidence and enthusiasm makes a huge difference, even when the product is a little iffy.
All right. So, and then sometimes even good salesmen can't sell an Edsel. It doesn't work.
What's an Edsel?
You don't know what an Edsel is?
John, you know what an Edsel is? What is that?
No, you're pulling my leg.
It's one of the vehicles that would have been around in Doug's early days.
Oh, okay.
Doug owns four of them.
Actually, I almost bought one a few years ago.
Is it really?
They're collector's items.
No, they are. They're nothing but a Ford with a different grill on it. That's all it was.
Yeah.
But the name just killed it.
Well, it was Ford's kids.
Exactly. One of his children. Okay, so last week on this program, we had the three presentations. I'm not surprised that the easy access door knob got 86% approval from the people involved with our program that we're supporting. Here's what happens. We present these three pitches. We talk about the product and the pitches. And then we ask you to text your support for one of them at 22333 or to vote at mycoolinventions.com. And what happens as these people work their way up the ladder of success, they're given an opportunity to go on Home Shopping Network and pitch their product. And you had one success story that was huge. What was it, last week or the week before?
Labor Day. September 7th. Yeah. Right. Huge success.
So if you win here and your product is worth the time and the effort for the folks at HSN to get involved, they're going to buy thousands of whatever it is that you're selling, and you're going to go on the air. Akos is probably going to pitch this, but do the people, the inventors, actually get airtime too?
It depends on the inventor. Right now, these particular inventors weren't particularly presentable on air, so HSN asked me to pitch them. They give them a backstory, told the name and stuff, but don't forget, HSN is still running a business that depends on dollars per minute, so they're still maximizing their dollars and revenues per minute and production per minute.
All right. So this week's inventors are June Rochelle. Her invention is the eyeglass finder frame. Be interested to find out more about that. Then Paul Shalafau and his stick and snap. That sounds amazing. Like, what the heck is that? We'll find
out.
It's for phones.
Right. Yeah.
And then Teron Somerville has the Bright Buddy leash. So for those of us who have dogs, I'm guessing, unless it's for a cat, this is going to be an interesting thing for pet owners. All right, so all these three people are going to be in our focus, plus the news from the world of invention, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Joy Brown has her comments. We'll ask her to tell us at the end of the hour which one she thinks is best and why. Roberta Fasanelli is well here. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. John is in Florida and Tampa. Akos up in Canada. So we're all around the place. We have one thing in mind, to find the best inventor of the week, and we'll do that during the course of this hour here on the Mind Cool Inventions portion of the Good Day program.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, September 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
All right, so we have a large cast here, and I don't want to spend all of our time reintroducing everybody, but Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Akos Jancura, who's known as the solutionist, he's quite the pitchman, John Cremins, who's the doctor of shopology, all together so that we can highlight some cool inventions and cool inventors. There's a story that we have at DougStephan.com that you may find interesting. The whole world of Twitter and Facebook and social media sort of combines with this new phenomenon, and it's not new anymore. Crowdfunding has become a great source for people to develop wealth. It used to be that you could only get VC guys to fund. Now people can see that it's easier to get money, and a lot of inventors, I guess a number of the people we've had on this program, have gone the crowdfunding route, haven't they, Akos?
Very much so. My attitude towards crowdfunding, I think it's a little past its top prime. I think we had a big peak in crowdfunding. What I don't like about what's happening with crowdfunding, people who are abusing the system are now making it like a store like Amazon. When I look at a lot of the crowdfunding sites, there are people just selling products they're buying from China, disguising it as their inventions.
Oh, really?
I don't like that sort of trend that's happening, because I really believe crowdfunding should be pure, about the masses really supporting, you know, a person who's really struggling and trying to get themselves off the ground. And I think I support, you know, I love your attitude towards it, and I think a lot of people have that attitude.
I get it. The venture capital world will easily take 75% of whatever you make. If they put money into something, they're going to take a large part of it, right?
It depends on the deal. Yeah, but a lot of, it's 100% true if the inventor doesn't have a lot of sort of capital in it.
Right.
If somebody has to support them all the way, of course, they take the big brunt. I mean, even deals we make, if the inventor has nothing on the other side, we'll just offer them a royalty and then take all the risk ourselves.
So,
but if the inventor, you know, if the inventor has, you know, some skin in the game, the deals can be better. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So the reason I brought it up is because there's a crowdfund, to underscore what you were just saying, a campaign that raised $10 this week on GoFundMe to buy a 20-piece chicken McNugget meal and send it to a guy who was having a little bit of a problem in school. Hey, man, $10 for McDougie at GoFundMe. Hey, 21 after the hour on the My Cool Invention portion of Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour now, John Creeman, Zegos Jankura, Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli. Never heard a beep out of Roberta. Where'd she disappear to? She's the queen of cheap. She loves these inventions.
Yes,
especially if she can get deals on them. John Creeman's. Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Oh, okay.
But remember, children should be seen and not heard. Heard
that. I'll just go away now. Thank you.
No.
All right. No, I meant that for John. I didn't mean that for you, Roberta.
Well, actually, I will be leaving in about 8 minutes. I have to see a man about a plane.
I thought you were going to Europe. What, you're going this early in the day?
I have to leave. I have to fly to Toronto. I meet up with ACOS.
Oh.
And then we fly over together.
Isn't that sweet? What a wonder. That's
what a
very romantic sweet
little trip. We can't travel apparently alone. We have to meet up
together. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So then we better get at these inventors. So you're going to only be here till the bottom of the hour, John. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. So tell us what you can about all of these inventors, and then we'll go through the pitches after the bottom of the hour.
So June Michelle has a thing called the eyeglass finder frame. And for those of us that have ever lost our glasses, couldn't find them, and, you know, you leave them in a restaurant or leave them in a library or leave them somewhere. What it is where someone can actually pick up your glasses, have an app on their phone, and be able to read who owns the glasses and be able to send them back to you.
So let me get this straight. The person who finds your glasses has to have the app on their phone.
Absolutely. That's the only...
The app's got to be on the eyeglasses, too.
Yeah,
right?
it's actually a little embedded chip. It's like an RFID chip that ACOS sells on HSN, rather.
Mm-hmm. So why would you bother if it was a cheap pair of glasses? You wouldn't.
If it's your mother, you would. Or your kid.
I mean, glasses nowadays cost $500, $800. You know.
Yeah, it depends on the glasses. Crazy. So you want to get them back. So that's what June Rochelle did. That's called the eyeglass finder frame. Paul Chalifoux has what's called the stick and snap. If you've ever wanted to be in a picture with your family, maybe you're at a park or something, and you want to be in, instead of having a selfie stick, which a lot of the parks are now not letting you take into the Disney World and everything, this thing actually sticks onto your phone. It's like a case, and then sticks on the wall or sticks on a tree or wherever you want to stick it, and it'll actually take the picture for you.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of different. He's actually been on before. He's a cereal inventor. This is his second invention that we've had on.
A cereal inventor? Has he done?
Sticky? Because it seems like different surfaces would require different adhesives.
This is he developed this with 3M. So it's very interesting. Yeah.
So you've got a good head start then.
Yeah, you work with the laboratories at
3M. Sticky pad. Okay.
In a way, similar, but I mean, it's a little...
Does it wear out? How long can you... I mean, how many times can
you... I guess it never wears out. All you have to do is just wipe it out clean. Just clean it with water, and it's always sticky. And then we have Tron Somerville, and he has the Bright Buddy leash. And this, I'll tell you, if you've ever walked your pet late at night, you know, you're going across a crosswalk and the car doesn't see you. Leashes, it's actually the leash and the collar have lights in them, embedded LED lights. So when you go outside, and they're in bright colors, you turn them on, and they can see the leash. That means they can see you. They can see the collar on the dog up to 1,000 feet away.
Can you make them for boyfriends and children?
Yeah, probably.
So they say you want to use it for bikers as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, ACOS, we've got lights like that, right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, this is a sort of adaptation to animals. You walk in the dog. And I know my dog at night, that we're walking up the street, he's running around, he's got a long leash. I don't mind the fact that there's lights all around it. I think it's safer for him.
All I can think of when you're talking about dogs and you is my darling Charlotte's last night on this planet was at your house.
Right.
And me walking around, Joy would have a field day if she were to examine what it was that I took Charlotte out for a walk in the middle of the night in my underwear in this neighborhood that I've never been in before.
In your underwear?
Yeah.
Yes, my neighbors were very...
In your underwear? Why underwear, Doug? Well, how long does it take to pull on a pair of jeans?
This is Florida. It was very hot. Yeah,
shorts
down there.
Shorts.
I mean, the underwear looked like shorts.
Hey, John.
You got another difference.
No more dog products on the show. Okay.
Yeah.
No more dog products.
Because he's gonna bring that story up where you can walk around his underwear.
How long do the lights last? Do you need a battery with him or anything?
You know, he didn't go into that. It's basically a button battery that you buy for.
Pitches coming up for all three of these products on My Cool Invention. Good day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program, coupled with the My Cool Inventions folks. Akos Jankura is here, along with Dr. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasanelli. So we have three pitches this week. June Rochelle and her invention, the eyeglass finder frame. Then Paul Shalafoe and his stick and snap, Buddy Leash from Terron. So which one intrigues you? Before hearing the pitches, Roberta and Joy, which ones seem to be the most intriguing? As far as you're concerned, what you heard so far?
I like the leash idea.
Me too.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
The other two for me, one, I mean, the idea being that you have to, that the finder has to have the app doesn't make any sense to me logically.
Right.
Unless it's, you know, unless it's your mom or your kid or something like that. And the sticky thing, I mean, first of all, sticky always makes me nervous.
Really, why?
Well, because sticky things stop, they lose their stick. I mean, you know, the things don't always, and the idea of having something you stick on a tree, I don't know, either it's, there are just too many surfaces that are going to be impenetrable. I don't know, that one seems to me a little iffier. Plus, people with their damn cell phones are already driving me crazy enough. I don't need to make them make me any crazier. And they take forever, and then they'll you know, they stop traffic. So, I like the leash.
Actually, we're past the selfie stage, I think, Joy. We do take.
Oh no! Listen, I was at a station event night before last night. You know, you just get your picture taken endlessly, and you have no control over it.
Yeah,
you have all these terrible pictures.
But you take your own picture. That's not saying.
No, I don't take. I hate having my picture taken. I never take pictures of me, but other people do. So
all right. Well, that bodes well for this.
Well, there you go.
That's
both
it.
Thumbs up or thumbs
down. We like the leash, though.
You're going to hear the three pitches. And then be influenced by Joy and Roberta. You can text which one of these you favor by going to 22333, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com. All right, let's get started. First, we'll do them in order of when they appeared on the program earlier this week on My Cool Inventions. First is June Rochelle, the eyeglass finder frame, which helps people not to lose their glasses. So we've been told. Here's the 60-second pitch.
Have you seen my glasses? Oh, my God. Where are my glasses? Wait. Let me backtrack. Okay, I was at the restaurant. Oh, no, wait a minute. I went to the school program. No, I was at the PTO meeting. Wait. Oh, my gosh, I think I left them at the doctor's office. Has this ever happened to you? Countless times I've lost my glasses, and I was wishing there was a way that I could find them. Not again. I've misplaced them. With June Rochelle's eyeglass finder frame, you never have to lose your glasses again. And if you do, someone else with the eyeglass finder frame app can find them and get them to you. You don't have to keep wondering where they are. And how many times has this happened? They were actually on your face. And you didn't even know it. But with the eyeglass finder frame, you can find your glasses. Never lose them again, and this technology lasts up to 10 years. Save money. Keep up with your glasses anywhere in the world.
All right. So what else can you add to that, ACOS, as far as underscoring what she really is all about and giving people more of an idea so they can make up their mind how to vote?
So this is an example of an inventor who has an idea, gets it in their head, and I think takes it in too long. I really think
takes too long to explain it. You mean?
No. I think just take it too far. I think there is. I don't see the purpose of this. I think it's a very tough thing to sell on everybody having this app on their phone to go find their glasses. Because I'm finding a stranger's glasses and trying to reunite the stranger
why do you
with
care?
Their glasses.
And I think
the average
even,
human
how do you
being
know?
Is yeah. What do you care?
How do I know you have an RFID chip and that I should be? I mean, is there a label on the glasses?
You could label the glasses to
says,
someone
yeah,
to
please
go,
download
yeah.
this app.
Why don't we just put a label on the glasses, say if lost, return to.
Oh no, we're
not
in the world now.
That's a little old school.
Right.
Put a QR code on the glasses. Every phone has a QR reader, right?
That's a great QR reader.
What's a QR?
Just etch the phone number in. Yeah.
What's a QR?
Those little squares with those squiggly things in it.
Squares with squiggly.
It's basically the new version of a barcode, Doug.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we don't feel as much hope for June.
She seems like a nice lady, but we should get her some more glasses. But I don't think this works.
She's enthusiastic too.
I mean. Yes, she is.
So if you think that she has, when we finish listening to all three of these, if she passes muster, you'll vote for her by texting 22333 or by voting at mycoolinventions.com. Second pitch this week comes from inventor Paul Chalifoux. It's his stick and snap device. So what does this allow the user to do here? Well, never mind. Yeah, I don't want it from you. I think we'll just listen to the pitch and then we'll talk about it afterwards. How's that? Makes more sense. All right, Paul Chalifoux.
Stick and Snap app allows everyone, including you, to get in the picture. A small pad is used to the back of the cell phone or cell phone cover. The cover opens to reveal restickable adhesive pads. Your cell phone is pressed onto a wall or any surface and it stays there. Once your cell phone is adhered to a wall, the Stick and Snap app takes over. The app allows you to time delay your first photo, decide how many photos you're going to take, and how much time between each photo. You simply press start, stand back, and the camera takes photos. You can also do video. There's time delay for the start of the video and how long the video will be. When the case is open, it also acts as a stand. You can place it on your desk. You can do video chatting. You can watch movies. You can read. You can do all types of things, either on a desk as a stand or on a wall. The Stick and Snap and the app are perfect for selfies, family photos, group events, rehearsing speeches. The Stick and Snap is a self-work.
All right. So he didn't make it all the way through. What did we miss, ACOS?
I think you just into the close. I mean, I think all pitchers, you shouldn't start talking unless you tell somebody to do something on a call to action. Close them, get a price, tell them to vote. You know, don't just otherwise just casual conversation amongst people, and it doesn't achieve your goals. I think he missed that. Closing the deal at the end is very important. The CTA. There is a big sort of market for selfies, and this might be. You know, I don't particularly. I'm not involved, but there are a lot of kids and stuff who are involved. They might have something here, but I didn't know the price and I didn't know where to get it.
No. So, again, we have a failure in terms of getting people to understand what it is they need to do. This is a training session. People get the exposure for their product, and if you tell people where to get it, it's like a commercial. You get a free 60-second commercial to tell us the story. All right. How did it affect you, Roberta?
I wasn't particularly wowed by it. I kind of like turned it off about 20 seconds into it.
Yeah, for coaching him, I think, on presentation, he needs to have a lot more energy. He needs to sort of condense his stuff, and saying in the middle of a presentation does not give people confidence.
All right, so he gets a thumbs down, too. We got two thumbs down. I think we've already made up our minds, and we haven't even heard the third pitch. I love about this. Haven't heard the third pitch yet, but we will in a matter of moments as we continue here, and then we'll see how the voting takes place. I know how it takes place. You go with a preference to 1, 2, or 3. You can text it with instructions at 22333, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com. So last inventor, and a wrap-up on the inventions and the goodness that comes from these people working hard, even if they don't get as far as they would like to, it's still, they get gold stars for trying. So the final one from Taryn Somerville up next here on Good Day with My Cool Inventions.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901. And two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
This is a MultiView Special Report, brought to you by State Farm. State Farm claims data show that the chances of you having a claim from colliding with a deer while driving have remained the same over the past year. Statistics also show the likelihood more than doubles during the months of October, November, and December. Dave Phillips from State Farm.
Injuries, vehicle damage, and even fatalities can result from collisions with deer. However, you can avoid being a statistic with just a few precautions. Remember to practice safe driving habits like drive two and two, two eyes on the road, two hands on the wheel, and watch out for animals on the road.
Any other good tips?
Always practice caution when in known deer zones, and when you see a deer on the road, avoid swerving. When there's no oncoming traffic at night, use your high beams, and of course, don't rely on devices like deer whistles. Lastly, scan the road as you drive for deer and other animals.
For more on how you can protect yourself while driving, go to statefarm.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphum to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
My Cool Inventions at DougStephan.com. You can get the connection there. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown, and Akos Jankura from My Cool Inventions. We've heard from competitor June Rochelle and competitor Paul Shalafu. Now we bring on Teron Somerville and his invention. This is the called the Bright Buddy Leash. And we'll see how he gets started, because as Roberta, or I don't know, Joy or Roberta said, if it doesn't grab you in the first 15, 20 seconds, it's a no sale. So
grabbed.
Let's see how, yeah, let's see how it works here.
Every year, millions of dogs are hit by vehicles. Many times, the drivers of the vehicles say they did not see the dogs. Well, we have a solution to help this problem. It's called the Bright Buddy Leash and Collar Set. Bright Buddy is a LED-lighted leash and collar set. Bright Buddy has three lighting modes: steady, slow blink, and fast blink. Bright Buddy is lightweight, easy to operate, easy to clean, sturdy material, and the batteries are easy to replace. Bright Buddy LED lights can be seen up to 1,000 feet away. Now that's a distance. Bright Buddy comes in two great colors, glowing green and radiant red. Bright Buddy is great for play with your dog at night, and dogs love it. They really love it. Bright Buddy is not sold in stores, so get yours now for the low price of $19.95 at www.brightbuddyleash.com. Go Bright Buddy.
So he did it right. He did it right. He had a call for action at the end. He tells you how to get it.
And he's that's charming. He can tell you anything.
How does the dog turn it on?
I love your dog.
So, like, if dogs get hit by cars, right, it's obviously because the dog got away.
No. It's because the dog walks in front of the person, and so the car, they hit the dog in the crosswalk, not the person. It's not because the dog got away.
So the dog doesn't reach up with his paw and hit the button to turn it on?
No, but you know how dogs turn themselves on to begin with, so maybe that's what we could have a little, you know, exactly.
There you go. Exactly.
Just a little, additional wire.
Sort of a little electrode or something there. Yeah. So when it gets wet, immediately, boom, goes on.
All right. So, Akos, does this fellow have a chance of making it into the final cut? That is one of the people that might be able to appear in the grand sort of sweepstakes of
HSN. HSN would eat this up. To put it at the pet show, we'll get Mr. Borghese there to pitch it. He's the resident dog expert. I think dog owners would love a collar and a leash that you can turn a button and it flashes for them.
Well, in different colors. Price. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah. I think that would just that resonates with the average American dog
owner. It's a perfect stocking stuffer for Christmas for dog owners.
Yep.
You have to educate him as to the right price, or did he have the right price?
He had the right price. I think it's $29.99 as a set.
No, $19.95.
Was it a set though?
You didn't say a set. $19.95.
Okay. All right. So explain to everybody who doesn't know what our philosophy. I said it without knowing what yours was, and then you and I both agreed as to how it breaks down. $19.95, $19.95, $29.95, $59.95. What's
my attitude about this is real simple. If you're a penny over 20, you go to 30. And if you're a penny over 30, you go to 60. And if you're a penny over 60, it doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter what the price is?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because it's too expensive? Your stuff doesn't sell over $60.
Yeah. $19.99, $29.99, $50.99 are my magic numbers. That's all my life. I've been using that on infomercials and DR spots and live shopping. And I think they're pretty hard fast. Many people come to me with 22 and 24, and I don't think that matters at all. I think it's $19.99, $29.99, or $59.99.
All right. So then what you advise the people is to understand, and I don't think we've gone through that here. I just want to bring people up to speed so they understand how this all works. What it takes to arrive at $19.95 or $29.95 is not necessarily business. It's what the traffic will bear, right?
Okay.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to have something cost you $40 to make that you're selling for $29.95.
No. You can't do that. But Akos, I don't know if we lost you for a second there or not.
No, I'm here.
What the way you figure the price is not necessarily based on anything constructive.
Mutually exclusive. Mutually exclusive. I love the way Dr. Joy said mutually exclusive. It's mutually exclusive. What you sell it for and what you make it for are mutually exclusive. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think inventors fall into the trap that they mark up stuff according to their cost of goods, and I think that's a big tragic mistake. You should always sell something for what you can get for it. My minimum margins are usually 4 to 1. That leash better cost $5 to make it work, because in order for everybody to make enough money along the way, mm-hmm. $5 to $20 is the normal margin. Right. So there are criteria, we could talk on another show, the criteria and thresholds, but $19.99, $29.99, and don't price your product based on what it costs you to get it.
All right, so those are the rules. You can choose June Rochelle, Paul Shalafu, or Teron Somerville to be the lead inventor of the week. Text to 22333 or vote at mycoolinventions.com. Akos Dancura here, with thanks to Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown for being here. This is the Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Time now for a check on the legal aspects of the foundations at the Talkers, the overview of the Talkers Hot Hits of the Week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, here as he usually is at this time, to give us the benefit of his expertise, knowledge when it comes to what legal problems may have to be confronted with any number of these things in the top 10 this week. The first thing that I look at is number 3, all of these migration problems here and abroad. The countries that are allowing these people to come in, what sort of problem might they have? Is their system similar to ours, Steve? Or is it, because we're looking at what, taking in 10,000 of them ourselves, and a lot of people are hooping up about that. What, more immigrants? We haven't got enough illegals?
You know, the problems are pretty much the same in all of the countries. It's a matter of integrating the people into the countries. It's a matter of who is coming in. You know, it's one thing for Donald Trump to make, you know, blanket statements about Mexican immigrants, but indeed there are people, including there are people involved with ISIS who are using this as an opportunity to get into these various countries. And then you have another aspect on top of this. A lot of people have been looking at the horrible plight of some of these Syrian refugees in particular, been involved in a country with a civil war for 5 years, and looking to make charitable gifts to various charities to help them, and the scammers are stepping in and stealing that money. So for those, that's actually an easier thing. You can go to charitynavigator.org, or you could go to my blog, scamicide.com, and find out which are the legitimate charities that you can give to and which ones are just stealing your money.
Steve Wiseman is one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. And yes, his scamicide.com website, visited by thousands of people every day. This is a perfect opportunity, as he's suggesting. People be asking, send money to help these people, and the money never gets to any place except their pocket. So be careful of that. All right, next, the student in the Texas high school who brought the clock that he made to school, and the legal, does it boil down to a suit here, or is everybody sort of running the other way for shelter because they all look so bad? The school department did, the police look bad. What happens here?
You know, it's very interesting. I even saw recently a Muslim group a Muslim civil rights group that said that the school really didn't do anything initially wrong. If you looked at that device, which was nothing but a digital clock, it sure looked like it could have been a bomb. And this is something that, regardless of what it's not profiling, you're looking at something that looks like it could be a bomb. It should have been investigated. But it also should have been able to have been checked out pretty quickly that it wasn't a bomb. There was no bomb involved. So I don't think we're going to see any kind of individual lawsuits for excessive police action, for deprivation of civil rights under color of state law. But it is the kind of thing where, again, we have to be on guard, but you got to be reasonable. You got to be looking at these things and not overreacting.
All right, next. The Pope is visiting Philadelphia and other American cities. Tickets were given out free to various events. People are now scalping them for up to $5,000. I wonder what sort of ramifications. If you get caught scalping something that you get free, is there any law against that?
Depends on your state. You know, there are some states that this is absolutely legal in. There are other states where this is something that could violate their scalping laws. But as you indicate, this is the fact that these tickets are supposed to are initially free, and someone is just selling what they got for free, that may not even come within the scalping laws. So, you know, somebody may be legally making a buck on this.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's a question from one of our listeners who wants to know, if you're hiring a lawyer, what's the best way to look? She says, I'm in a life situation, need some help, legal insurance, do I get that? How does that work with lawyers, et cetera? I never actually even knew there was any such thing as legal insurance.
You know, there is, Doug, but it never really caught on. I was on a committee of the Mass Bar Association probably 30 years ago that was working on it, but it just didn't seem to catch on. It probably is a good idea, but it's not out there. I don't think the legal insurance that people can get these days is generally worth it. The big thing is, how do you find a lawyer who is going to be, you know, all jokes and joking aside, a good lawyer who's going to be knowledgeable, and also you can, it's certainly a good thing to find out what the price is. And you talk to people who are involved, have been involved with lawyers, you get recommendations from people that you know. There are plenty of companies online that will rate lawyers. So you definitely want to check out the lawyer before you hire them.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with lots of expertise and advice, information about some of the stories making it this week on the Talkers Charts. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.